Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, previously we spoke about father-son sporting people.
We did.
And we challenged each other about finding mother-daughters or parent-daughters.
Mother-daughters, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but it was really hard.
Mother-daughter ones. I found – well, how'd you go?
Well, I saw a few, but you'd already had those.
Okay.
Yeah, but I got three father-daughter combinations.
Oh, so you went down that route, the father-daughter
exactly.
Rather than mother-daughter.
Yeah, as we agreed.
You know what I did find doing? Lots of siblings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was interesting. And that might be down the track we do something on siblings.
Let's not put pressure on for next week.
No, we won't do that, but I think it'll be interesting.
It will be. I mean, the Gowans twins for a start.
Football again, yeah.
Yep. I mean, you brought up one in conversation previously with Trengrove, marathon runner.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and footballer. I mean,
there's Rachel Sporn and Karen Sporn.
Yeah,
Sporn
family, basketball and football.
Yeah. And like Carlin brothers, you heard of them? Yeah, they're probably as famous as the Gowan brothers, I reckon, the Carlin brothers.
Well, one of them's a champion, Hamathone, and the other's a little bit in his shadow. Okay, now we'll start off. Who's your number one research?
I did find it a little bit difficult, and because of the naming, you have female athletes, of course, who had their maiden name and then they changed to their married name. And so getting these, like trying to find these combinations. But one that really interested me was when Sharon, my wife, was a very good high jumper, and she competed against an athlete called Christine Stanton, who was a three-time Olympian, a very good high jumper. I don't think she had the Australian record for a long time, but because I was thinking, you know, we see the father-son in the footy all the time, and I'm thinking, what about netball? Surely now we're getting to that point where we've got, you know, the netball mother-daughter stuff happening. But in this case, her daughter, Kalia Stanton, plays for Perth Fever and is a very good netballer. So I thought, here's an interesting one because there's a connection with us from athletics. And Christine was they're still over in Perth, and Kalia plays for Perth Fever. But Christine Stanton, Olympic high jumper, and now her daughter is an up-and-coming and, from what I was reading, is sort of one of the young superstars of Australian netball. So that was the first one that I found.
Okay. The one that struck me straight away, obviously, was Greg Phillips and his daughter Erin. Now, of course, Greg was he's a Hall of Fame footballer, played 20 state games for South Australia, 343 games for Port Adelaide Magpies in the SNFL for 8 premierships. That's fantastic. 84 games with Collingwood. He was a centre half back, probably the one of the best centre half backs ever played in South Australia. He was just an absolute champion. Now, obviously, his daughter Erin Phillips has actually been a two sport superstar. I mean, basketball. She's played in a gold medal at the 2006 World Championships with Australia. She's an Olympian. She played 9 seasons of the women's national.
She's done everything in women's basketball. I mean, she reached the pinnacle. She would have been considered one of the best players in the world.
Absolutely. And she played in 2 titles in 9 seasons in America with the women's NBL, with Indiana Fever in 2012 and Phoenix Mercury in 2014. She also was coaching over there. I mean, she was a point guard and a shooting guard. She had a name for doing three-pointers. She was really good at three-pointers. So all of a sudden, she went back to her childhood game of football when they started the AFL for the beloved Adelaide Crows, may I say that, even though she's come from Port Adelaide.
Who's beloved? Who?
Well, Erin. She's a famous co-captain of the Adelaide Crows, 2 premierships, 2 MVPs of the AFL women's. She's just absolute.
They'd let Port Adelaide have a women's team when they first wanted it. She might have played for them.
Look, obviously it's tongue-in-cheek. She's a Port Adelaide girl, no problems. And but if Port Adelaide started a team now, I don't think she'd go there because, you know, she's a very loyal person.
I think it's connection now.
But she is, you know, absolute best woman sporting star, you know, of this millennium.
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Certainly here in South Australia. Like, as I said, from a basketball perspective, she did everything she possibly could, one of the best in the world, and then switched to a growing sport now in Australia, women's football. And she's really dominated that. So, you know, it'd be hard to find a more well-known athlete in South Australia.
And now she's teamed up with Mark Soderstrom on the radio. She's does a morning show there because Jodie Oddie sort of left the show. So Soders is now with Erin Phillips.
I have heard that show. Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Honey Brothers? The Honey Brothers. Gary Honey was an Olympic long jumper, won a silver medal, and his brother was a pretty good pole vaulter, went to Commonwealth Games. Well, Neil Honey's wife was a very, very good netballer and played for Australia back in the 80s. She's now a coach of the Vixens in Victoria, and her daughter, Taylor, is now playing for that particular team. So, again, there's a really interesting connection, mother-daughter in the same sport, and mum's actually one of the coaches of the team. And so the daughters, and her nickname is Daughter of Di, Dodd. but again, another young netballer playing for the Vixens, up and coming, and is considered, again, one of our sort of bright hopes to be in the Australian team. And I thought very interesting, again, because you've got that family connection, and so you can sort of see it must be genetics, isn't it? Like once you've got, and maybe interest as well, because if you're a sporting family, I guess like any of you, if you're a musical family, if you're an acting family or any interests, often kids will, they're around that all the time. And so, of course, they get their own interest, and if they've got the ability, off they go.
Well, a lot of children, obviously, they look at their parents for inspiration. Their parents are normally young children's first heroes. So if dad or mum is playing a particular sport, obviously youngsters will come along and see their parents, and they'll have that urge to play in the same sport, or at least, you know, surpass their parents by attempting another sport. So there's... there's all that. There's a lot of family connections in sport. And you know, I mean, equestrian would be one sport that we haven't touched on, but there's so many families that are sort of involved in those types of sports, mothers, daughters, fathers, sons, fathers, daughters, daughters, sons. It's probably one of the easiest ones to track. But what I'm seeing with a lot of the research is with fathers, daughters – and father's sons is football's a common denominator. And for mother's daughters, it tends to be netball. But there's so many obscure ones like boxing and paddling and a whole range of other ones.
Well, on paddling, remember Jessica Fox?
Yep.
And I've done a little bit of kayaking, as most of us have, you know, jumped in a canoe or kayak and had to paddle around. But the white water stuff, really that's scary stuff. Have you seen some of the things that people do? And the Olympics, I love watching that slalom kayaking because they are so strong and powerful. And now they've got those setups like they first had in Sydney with that, what would you call it, man-made river. But Jessica Fox, of course, came to fame because of the paddling. And she is an Olympic silver and bronze medalist, a multiple winner at World Cups, which is, you know, obviously high, very high level. But I found a story about her and her mum both being nominated for AIS Athlete and Coach of the Year, because mum is coach. But her mum was actually competed for France in paddling and was an Olympic bronze medalist. And so, again, there's that connection. Obviously, mum and dad hooked up through paddling, had young Jessica, and she followed in mum and dad's footsteps. But, yeah, so Olympian mum from France and Jessica Fox, of course, representing Australia.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. And I suppose a lot of the pointing in looking at parents and children is an Olympic connection as well. That's something that obviously youngsters that sort of go on to be Olympians, they need that support from parents who normally have a background in sport.
Yeah, and a lot of the Olympic sports, of course, you know, it's easy for us to find, as we said, stuff on footy because that's our big sport here. And you can do that quite successfully and make a career out of it. But a lot of the Olympic sports are smaller sports, and being able to get to the top, you're not going to make a living out of it, but you need to train very, very hard and commit your entire life to it. And so, you know, we've talked about it before. If you don't have family support, it makes it very, very difficult for young athletes to get to the top.
And while we're talking about Olympics, and let's talk a little bit about baseball and softball. Andrew Scott, he was in the 1996 Australian team at Atlanta Olympics. He was very famous in the original Australian Baseball League in the 90s for Adelaide Giants. He played all 10 seasons. He holds most of the career records in that competition. He was the MVP of the competition in 97. He actually won a Caps medal as well in the State League. He played semi-pro ball in Japan. He was probably one of the first Australians to do that, whereas most of them, good Australian players went over to the United States and played minor league ball there. That would be equal to that. Now, he's got a young daughter. He's got a son that plays baseball for West Times and is in development squads for the Giants at the moment. But his daughter, Maddie Scott, she was pitching A-grade softball for West Times when she was like 15, 16 years old. And she was a regular at junior state teams. She made the Australian Juniors under 19 team in 2019. She's still a teenager now. And for the last 2 years, she's been in America at Odessa College. And most of the softballers from the local comp that play over there, like Steph Trusinski and others, they come back and they just dominate in our competition.
Well, they would, and that's the advantage of if kids can go to college in America, because in many sports and softballs, one of them, they're going to be playing in a very, very strong league, and so they're only going to get better and better.
Okay. And
now,
who you got next?
Well, in our last one when we talked about father and son, I did mention that about a mother-daughter rally races.
Yep.
And so Molly and Coral Taylor, and Taylor is a very famous name in Australian rally championships, but Mum, Coral, she's in the Australian Hall of Fame, Motorsport Hall of Fame, and she was a co-driver for over 30 years and won 4 Australian championships.
Wow.
And Molly, the daughter, Dad was obviously a driver, and when she was just before she turned 18, they decided to buy a rally car, and off she went. And interesting story about her and Mum being a co-driver and Molly actually being a driver. She was the first female to win the Australian Rally Champion and the youngest person to ever win the Australian Rally Championship. And if you've ever seen any of the rally driving, those drivers and co-drivers are at another level. Have you seen any of the rally stuff? They are crazy.
Well, I remember when they had them out here in the Mount Crawford Forest, I would go and cover it when I worked at the Bunyip and the Herald, and there was times where you used to have what's perhaps called a joyride, and you'd go round in the rally car. It was incredible. The one thing I remember is they're going through the forest, at 100-plus miles an hour or whatever. It reminded me of when you get on the screen to watch the play those motorsport games. It was like that because the suspension was that good that it seemed almost like a dream.
Their driving ability, and you think about it, when you watch all the other racing, they're on tracks and they've got all their safety and runoff areas and sand to catch them and so on. And these guys and girls in this case are out in, as you said, forests, narrow dirt roads, trees, rocks, the whole lot. There's no safety runoff areas, and their driving ability is just unbelievable.
And you're talking about your wife Sharon being a high jumper. Some of these cars were jumping over higher than what you can do a high jump. It was incredible.
They're the top level rally cars are, again, they're unbelievable vehicles.
Now, I just want to talk about John Seaborn. Now, John Seaborn, he played for Glenelg from 1978 to 92, 319 games. He played in the two premierships in 1985-86 with Glenelg. He was full forward in 1985, but in 86 he played centre-half back, which is interesting because we spoke about Greg Phillips as a centre-half back. Anyway, John's daughter, Emily Seaborn, has
– great swimmer.
Absolutely. Two Olympic gold medals, 3 silver. She's got 5 world championship gold. She's got 7 Commonwealth gold. She has backstroke, freestyle, butterfly, medley. She's very good at the medley. In the 4x100-meter medley at Beijing, she won the gold medal in 2008. In London in 2012 and Rio in 2016, she got the silver for the same event. In London, she won the gold for the 4x100 freestyle relay and also the 100-meter backstroke silver medal. So, absolute champion and
It's interesting because I certainly know Emily Whittlewood, like currently, but I wouldn't have known about Dad.
Well, that's
and so that's good combination.
Yeah, I suppose because my involvement with football.
Yeah, you've got that football, you know, being a historian of football.
Yeah, so I sort of like knew straight away that she was John's daughter, but that was well publicised in the football circles. But you, coming from the Olympic side of things, wouldn't realise that. So this has been a really good project looking at parents and their offspring. And like you said, let's look at siblings down the track. It's really interesting. And talking about siblings, in baseball there was the Roberts family was quite famous back in the 50s and 60s. There was Jerry Roberts, Peter Roberts and Dave Roberts. And just recently Dave passed away at 95 years old. So that's a sad sad ending for one of the great families of baseball in South Australia. Well, so ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.